Joey Powell is the host of Inside Carolina Live here on 97.9 The Kill. You can get more from him at InsideCarolina.com. And he joins us now on the phone with his thoughts about Coach Williams' announcement today. Joey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having me, man. It's been a heck of a first, I don't know, 5-6 hours of April, huh? This is nuts, and I don't envy someone in your position at all, having to answer the phones at the radio station or explain to people that this is not an elaborate April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, that was literally our first thought, and I know we were speaking with Steve Kirshner at the communications department at UNC earlier today, and you know he's been fielding 1,000 of that exact same call, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what are your thoughts? How do we begin to take the life and the career and the legacy of Roy Williams and condense it down into just a brief statement?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that anytime soon. And I think a lot of folks are probably going to be in that same boat. I mean, you know, I just heard you when you were leading up to our conversation, just all of the accolades that man has on the basketball court. But the flood of responses from his former players or people that have crossed into his orbit or vice versa, that has come across social media today and then come across, you know, the people that you guys are talking to on the air, and seeing little anecdotes from people in the sports world, that speaks a lot more volumes to who is a titan of a man. And I want to be sure that, you know, as I'm sitting here talking to you, that I'm not sounding like I'm giving a eulogy, because one, I'm not qualified, but two, you know, while this is sad for Tar Heel fans and people around the Chapel Hill community, it's absolutely a much deserved step for Coach Williams and his family to be able to go out on his own terms and get to being a grandfather and enjoying life outside of basketball. And also it really puts into context how powerful his gifts to the University of North Carolina, the financial gifts that he's made substantially, that were made public in the last 2 months or so, kind of shines an extra light on those. But short answer to your question, for me, it's going to take me a little while. And I know that, you know, later at 9 o'clock tonight on Inside Carolina on our YouTube channel, we're going to have a big round table and probably try to answer that and some other questions, man. But it's going to be tough before I can actually put that into a nice, succinct thought.
I'm glad you brought up the gifts, because we haven't had a chance to talk about that this hour. Just time has no meaning in the pandemic, but it was just a couple weeks ago or days or minutes, I don't even remember when, that they just announced just a multi-million dollar gift from Roy and Wanda to the university to cover just scholarships and programs and so many different things. And that was this year. Last year, it was Roy and Wanda who stepped in with, what was it, $600,000 just out of the blue to cover scholarships for all the seniors who were losing a year because of COVID-19. Like, they both Roy and Wanda, we're talking about Roy, but I got to bring Wanda Williams into this as well, because this is her day too, and the work that they both have done have been just unbelievable for this community.
Absolutely. And I think that what you see out of those gifts is it's literally them putting their money where their mouth is, but also putting their money where their heart is. And I think that one thing that's going to be important for fans to consider as they look at this retirement is none of us probably love Roy Williams or love North Carolina the way that Roy Williams does it. But we all do have that in common. And I think that where that'll be apparent is tonight this afternoon when he gives his press conference at 4 o'clock, you're going to see that. I guarantee you his love not only probably weighed into wanting him to stay, but also I guarantee you it led him to help retire too, because I know he did not, he would probably not want to continue coaching if he felt like he was doing something bad for the university or to the program that he cares so much about.
Speaking with Joey Powell again, InsideCarolina.com, host of Inside Carolina Live here on 97.9 The Hill. And as he just mentioned, we'll be on the Inside Carolina YouTube channel later on tonight, 9 o'clock, right? With the roundtable.
Yeah.
So check that out at 9 o'clock too. And kind of turning to the question of the rationale behind the retirement. I know we're going to find out more at 4 o'clock when he speaks to the media directly. Do you know anything just sort of behind the scenes for the reason behind his retirement, or is that just something we'll find out in a couple hours?
I think you're going to hear a lot more at 4 o'clock from Coach Williams' mouth. But At Inside Carolina, we were kind of, it was kind of shared with us from a source that, you know, he just realized that he did not feel he was quote up for the job anymore. And I hope I'm not butchering that. I don't have it written in front of me, but it was along those lines. And he shared it with the team on a Zoom call this morning. And I think that's probably not just due to basketball. I think, you know, you've mentioned the pandemic twice in our short time talking together today. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at that and look at how the landscape of college basketball has totally changed in the last 500 days, you know, there's a one-time transfer rule that's expected to be passed by the NCAA very soon that's allowing guys to just leave with you know, not having to sit out a year. And I think that combined with the new one-and-done era, the way the offenses have changed in college basketball, I think a lot of those things, it would probably be very easy for someone in Coach Williams' shoes to wake up after he's out of season with fresh eyes and say, wow, this game does not look like I thought it looked, you know, recently. And it definitely doesn't look like the way it looked when I got into coaching.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. You know, again, we'll get more out of Coach Williams' mouth when he has his press conference at 4.
Yeah. After the season, and maybe even during the season, we were going on.
Sure.
Again, haven't mentioned this on the air yet either, but something worth noting, Brighton McConnell, before we went on 20 minutes ago, reminded me of after the Duke game, that great win at the end of the season, Coach Williams kissed the floor, which, you know, looks like a senior saying goodbye to the court, and afterwards said, don't read too much into this, but might have been thinking along those lines then, too.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is something a lot of folks could look at and assign some meaning behind it. I'm not one of those who thinks that Roy Williams could coach honestly and be intellectually honest with himself and think about retirement at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be a lot of instances where folks are going to be able to look back in the recent past and say, this was a sign. That was a sign. While it could have been very much a sign that he probably could feel the end coming near, I don't know that Roy Williams is the type that could decide in the middle of this season that, okay, I'm hanging it up after this year. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Like, fully disclose that I could be wrong there. I just, knowing what I know about him and having, you know, watched him for his entire time at UNC and even some when he was at Kansas, I don't think that he would have made that decision during the season, because I just don't think he's wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, we could find out, you know, when he's telling us that maybe he did decide sometime in the middle of the pandemic that he liked it. I mean, I mentioned today earlier on Twitter that he was a contemporary of UNC baseball coach Mike Fox, who folks may remember just announced his sudden decision to retire during the pandemic. I think it was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, there's something to be said about that. I think these coaches are having a chance to either stay home and spend more time with their families and realizing how much they like that, or they're recognizing that, especially with college basketball right now, the game is not what it was even as recently as 3 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and spending time with the family is I think exactly what Mike Fox said when he announced his retirement. I had a couple of months that I otherwise wouldn't have had, and they were nice months, right?
And it wouldn't shock me if you know, knowing what a family man that Roy Williams is, if he didn't mm-hmm. see having his family around a little more. You know, he spent the off season up in Asheville or up in that area, just being away from things and doing Zoom calls. And, you know, we saw his beard, and I think Roy was maybe enjoying that life a little bit more. And then when you could juxtapose that with this season and the results and all the turmoil that's going on the periphery of college basketball, yeah, that may have become a lot more of a potential enticing factor than maybe we thought about beforehand.
Yeah. Speaking with Joey Powell, InsideCarolina.com, and obviously today is Roy Williams' day and a day to celebrate and think about him and his life and his legacy and his career and just the amazing work that he's done to the community and UNC and the college basketball world. And the press conference is going to be at 4 o'clock, where we'll hear from him directly along with Kevin Guskowitz and Bubba Cunningham. We will hear from Bubba Cunningham again at 7 o'clock tonight. There's going to be another press conference just with him where the inevitable next question comes up, which is, okay, Roy's stepping down, what's next? What is the next step for Carolina basketball as a program? What are your thoughts on that? What's the talk around that you're hearing?
You know, it's funny. I mean, that's kind of that has been for the last 10 years or so the biggest water cooler supposition, you know, the sitting at a bar discussion amongst Carolina fans for a long time is who's next after Roy Williams. And you have to think that Bubba Cunningham has had the proverbial top five list in his top desk drawer for knowing when this happens. Aaron, I think it depends on who you talk to. I haven't given a lot of consideration. There's always the hot name of whoever's the, you know, the hot, trendy winning coach. I don't think North Carolina is ever going to take that route.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, North Carolina is probably the hottest job, if not the biggest job in college basketball and probably in all of sports. It's a big deal. So I think there's probably going to be some interest amongst folks that we may not even know about. A lot of folks around the program have supposed that when Hubert Davis was brought in 8 or 9 years ago as an assistant coach, that maybe he was kind of the heir apparent. Some folks have also pointed to Wes Miller at UNCG, who does a phenomenal impression of Roy Williams, but has earned some coaching accolades in his own right, was named last year under one of the major sports publications as the top coach under 40. Big deal, right? And I think that there's some interesting guys like that within the family. Jerry Stackhouse has been a head coach at Vanderbilt with not a lot of success, but has been there for 2 years. I think North Carolina will probably be in a position, if they choose, to make some of the big names tell them no. A guy like Mark Few, who has his Gonzaga team undefeated, lost to North Carolina in the national championship in 2017 and is playing in the Final Four this week and is the odds-on favorite to win it all. Jay Wright has had two titles at Villanova. I mean, North Carolina is really one of the few jobs in the world, at least in the world of college athletics, where they could go poach probably anybody or at least get somebody, anybody at any of these big-time programs to answer the phone. So it'll be interesting to see. All that to say, no idea yet. You know, I think everybody has some idea, but we're definitely going to find out if they're going to do a full search from Bubba at 7 p.m. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Bubba Cunningham handles this.
Speaking with Joey Powell, and we'll start to wrap up this conversation. But as we do, final thoughts. I know there's going to be a lot more to say about Coach Williams in the coming hours and days and weeks. But what are you thinking? What are your thoughts now?
You know, I've always been frustrated by the people who kind of live in the moment, and anytime North Carolina would lose a game, which has happened a lot in the last 2 years, you know, all automatically wanted to fire Roy and wanted to, you know, as if there was like some magic solution coach waiting just on the other side or just around the river bend to come in and make them immediately a national championship contender again. I don't know that that exists. So I've always been frustrated with that mindset of firing Roy Williams, and I'm incredibly thankful that we got to see him work at North Carolina. I think this has been a unique situation where the successor, essentially to Dean Smith, if you kind of overlook the Guthridge and Doherty bridge, Roy Williams was essentially a different successor to Dean Smith and kind of extended the Dean Smith legacy. I don't know that that's a realistic possibility in the future. But I just consider myself incredibly lucky to have been able to see what he did at the University of North Carolina, to see somebody who has done so many great things outside of basketball for people. I would encourage listeners to just soak up all the anecdotes you can see about Roy Williams over the next however long, because it's going to help really put into perspective what a great person he was and what a great mark he has left on this community and this university. So consider myself lucky to have been able to see it, be able to celebrate national champions that he's brought to North Carolina. And I think that the future will be bright, if nothing else, because of what Roy and Wanda Williams have done for this program and this community.
Get more info online at InsideCarolina.com. Of course, tune into Inside Carolina Live here on 97.9 The Kill weekends. And tune in tonight at 9 o'clock on Inside Carolina's YouTube channel, roundtable discussion about Roy Williams, his career, his legacy, and then the future for Carolina basketball. Joey Powell, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, Aaron. Take care, bud.